federal court judges in Louisiana heard arguments Tuesday in a multi-state lawsuit that seeks to end the Affordable Care Act. Meanwhile, Connecticut's two U.S. senators rallied support for the health care law in Washington, D.C. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
As oral arguments were being heard by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, Democratic senators at the Capitol were making the case as to why Americans need the Affordable Care Act. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says eliminating the health care law would result in a, quote, humanitarian catastrophe.
The choice today is between the Affordable Care Act, which insures over 20 million Americans, which guarantees that people with pre-existing conditions cannot be discriminated against, and nothing. No protections, no expansion of Medicaid, no subsidies for individuals to buy private insurance.
The lawsuit is being led by 20 GOP state attorneys general who say that the federal health care law is unconstitutional. Meanwhile, Connecticut Attorney General William Tong joined 20 other state attorneys general who are defending the ACA in court. If judges rule in favor of GOP attorneys, the case is more likely to wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court, where the health care law could be overturned. John Cogan, an associate professor at UConn School of Law, thinks that the GOP arguments are weak, but
every major case that has come up, law professors have said, this case is a loser, it's never going to go. And then they all wind up at the Supreme Court, and we get sort of surprising results.
Cogan says if the lawsuit succeeds and the ACA goes away entirely, things like guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions, lifetime caps, Medicaid expansion, and more will also go away. He estimates that about 300,000 people in Connecticut would be at risk of losing health insurance. A decision on the lawsuit before the Fifth Circuit could be made sometime later this year. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.